A last trip home. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The bodies of six aid workers killed in an Israeli airstrike have been driven from Gaza into Egypt before being returned to their home countries. Three of the workers were British, one each from Poland and Australia, and a Canadian with dual American citizenship. A Palestinian driver has been turned over to his family in Gaza. World Central Kitchen and some other food aid charities have suspended operations there.
Israel has allowed few shipments of food and supplies into Gaza's north, where experts say famine is imminent. On Tuesday, some of Israel's closest allies condemned the deaths, with President Biden suggesting the incident demonstrated that Israel wasn't doing enough to protect civilians.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The forecast for severe weather moves east today.
Cleanup continues from Kentucky to Atlanta, Missouri to the Ohio Valley from a series of tornadoes Monday and Tuesday.
I've never seen nothing like it. And debris everywhere. I mean, it's like a mile down the road.
She's in Kankakee County, Illinois, tens of thousands without power in more than a dozen states, with the crosshairs of heavy rain and severe thunderstorms now focused on the I-95 corridor, with flood warnings from West Virginia to Philly and New York.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The suspect in a shooting at a restaurant in Nashville during Easter brunch is captured.
Police say 46-year-old Anton Rucker was found about 100 miles away at a home in Princeton, Kentucky, and was taken into custody without incident Tuesday evening, a day after being added to the state's most wanted list. Officials say he fled the scene in Nashville after the shooting, which killed one person and injured five others, and may have stemmed from an argument between two men. Court records show Rucker has multiple past arrests as well as ongoing criminal cases against him, including for aggravated assault and gun charges. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Dozens of people trapped, hundreds injured, at least nine killed in an earthquake in Taiwan. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List. Your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Colorado House Republican Lauren Boebert is recovering from emergency surgery to remove a clot from her leg and put in a stent. Her campaign says she was taken to a hospital in Loveland, Colorado last night after experiencing swelling in her upper left leg and is expected to make a full recovery with no long-term health effects. The last two survivors of the Tulsa race massacre in 1921, both 109-year-old women, appear before the Oklahoma State Supreme Court as their attorney makes the case for reparations. They don't want money for themselves. They want a trial to determine how the city of Tulsa should fix what the suit calls a public nuisance created by the massacre.
The defendants destroyed over 1,500 pieces of property, and we allege that many of those properties are still uninhabitable, still blighted, or still destroyed.
Attorney DeMario Solomon Simmons, Tulsa Regional Chamber Attorney John Tucker says these are not questions for a court to decide, and the women have no special standing.
Beyond those sustained by others who were present for the 1921 massacre, or as this court observed, by others who came later who may be affected by the economic disparities that may have followed from the massacre.
An appeals court dismissed the case last year. Yet another way to sell you stuff based on what you might already like.
Chase is about to target its customers with advertising promoting deals related to their spending history. Chase was already offering less targeted deals. Best Buy, Uber, and others are already selling ad space on their websites, apps, and other properties to generate revenue outside of their core businesses. The new unit, Chase Media Solutions, is the result of its purchase of marketing platform Fig. Customers will have to activate the deals on the Chase app or website. Chase will only charge merchants a fee when a customer uses a deal to make a purchase. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Stocks have bounced back to show some gains this morning on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.